From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In the end, President Bush found his new Supreme Court nominee just a flight of stairs and a short walk away from the Oval Office. Harriet Myers currently serves as White House counsel, and if she's confirmed by the Senate to replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, she'll be just the third woman to serve on the court. Myers is 60 years old. The White House says she has impeccable legal credentials. She also has close ties to Mr. Bush, going back to their days in Texas. What she does not have is any experience as a judge. Reaction from Capitol Hill and more about Myers' career in Texas are coming up. First, here's NPR's David Greene from the White House.
The president and Harriet Myers go way back. As governor, he appointed her to run the Texas Lottery Commission and at one time used her as his personal attorney. In 1996, then-Governor Bush was giving Myers a legal award, and he described her as a pit bull in size 6 shoes. But in the Oval Office this morning, Myers seemed far more reserved, standing at Mr. Bush's side as he announced her as his choice.
In selecting a nominee, I sought to find an American of grace, judgment, and unwavering devotion to the Constitution and laws of our country. Harriet Myers is just such a person. I've known Harriet for more than a decade. I know her heart. I know her character. I know that Harriet's mother's proud of her today. And I know her father would be proud of her, too.
The president was under pressure from people as close to him as his wife to find a woman to take O'Connor's place. First Lady Laura Bush was with her husband on Sunday night when Myers came to the White House residence for dinner and got the job offer. According to the White House, Mr. Bush met with Myers 3 other times over the last 2 weeks to discuss whether he would choose her. She was on a list of about a dozen finalists, close to half of whom were women. Myers said she was humbled by the president's decision.
It is the responsibility of every generation to be true to the founder's vision of the proper role of the courts in our society. If confirmed, I recognize that I will have a tremendous responsibility to keep our judicial system strong and to help ensure that the courts meet their obligations to strictly apply the laws and the Constitution.
As a lawyer, Myers has extensive experience in courtrooms, but she's never served in one as a judge. Even before Mr. Bush came out to make his announcement, White House aides were scrambling to head off the anticipated criticism of her resume. They pointed out that the late Chief Justice William Rehnquist never sat on the bench either before being nominated. Mr. Bush himself offered a review of some of Myers' legal credentials.
She has a record of achievement in the law, as well as experience as an elected member of the Dallas City Council. She served at high levels of both state and federal government. Before state and federal courts, she had tried cases and argued appeals that covered a broad range of matters.
One of the matters on her plate as the president's chief legal counsel was to lead the search committee for new Supreme Court justices. The White House says she remained on that committee as her own name was being floated, but that other officials took care of her background checks. David Greene, NPR News, The White House.